Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes that's what you got to do. When you're not sure, you just got to tell him, let your power fall. You got to tell him. You got to talk to him like that. You got to let him know you need him. You're depending on him. So let it, if he don't do it, it won't be done. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Let me say right off the bat, we're out of town, and matter of fact, to be honest with you, we're at the Cracker Barrel, all right, somewhere here in Mississippi. But nevertheless, what's important is that that's if I lose the signal, I'm going to ask you to just take it over and continue on, if you be so kind, and hope all you all hear me right now pretty good. According to everything on my end, it looks like it's good. So I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd give us a word of prayer.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And the scripture I'd like to open up with is, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. It's coming from Psalms 104 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for all your many blessings. Father God, we're thankful that even though Pastor is on the road, Father God, he is still determined to get this word out. Lord, we ask that you will bless him, Father God, as he teaches the word. Bless us as we hear the word. Bless those that are listening by internet. Maybe we have a full understanding of your word today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. We're thankful for the praise reports, Father God. We're thankful that people are being healed. People have been healed. People have been delivered. And Lord, we're just giving you praise. And Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved, and be with those who are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. All we have to do is put our trust in you. So open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word today. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. And give Pastor at and the group that he's with, Traveling Mercies, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. We're talking about who is blessed and let the blessing do the work for you. And Ephesians 1:3-6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, let's bless him. Think about how good he's been to us. We need to bless him. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless him. Don't nobody bless him. I'm going to bless him. When I think about how good he's been to me and I understand what the word bless means, oh, I got to bless him. I got to bless him. See, I know I didn't come this far on my own. I know who brought me. It's like I know who woke me up this morning. I won't forget his benefit. I won't forget what he's done for me. I just can't stand back and be silent about it. Some people can be silent about it, but I can't be silent about the things of the Lord. So when the writer says, oh, bless the Lord, my soul, bless him with everything within me. But, brother and sister, that means a lot. I have to reverence God. See, there's another word for bless. It means to reverence. It means to honor. So when you honor him, he's going to honor you. Think about it like that. See? So when the writer says, blessed be the God of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, he's honoring him. Why? Because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He blessed us with everything. Well, with that being said, it says blessed in Psalms 84:5. I'm going to ask Pastor Shear read that, Psalms 84:5. Hallelujah. We got several people listening. Sister Williams, she's listening today. And I believe this is Sister Sharon. She's listening today. And Brother Mike, he's listening today. I'm not going to start calling names because I'm going to forget somebody. But anyway, Pastor, if you'll read that from the King James Version, Psalms 84:5.
Amen. Psalms 84:5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Amen. And from the Message Bible, how blessed they are to live and sing there. Amen.
Amen. So blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound they walk. O Lord, in the light of your continuous, in your name, they rejoice all day long. And in your righteousness, they are exalted. See, let God's blessing exalt you. Let him, I'm telling you, I talked to a sister the other day, and to see her, God's blessing have exalted her. She went from a zero to a hero. God's blessing did that. And then she did. It was God's blessing that did that.
Thank you.
The Bible says in Psalms, I think it's Psalms 128:1. Blessed is everyone who fear the Lord, who walk in his way. Hallelujah. You're blessed when you fear God. Blessed is everyone who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. Come on, somebody.
Come on. Say it.
You know, I want to say this. When I think about, did you want to read that passage from the Message Bible?
And I'm sorry, what scripture was that, Pastor?
Psalms 128:1.
Okay. and reading from the Message Bible 128:1. All you who fear God, how blessed you are. How happily you walk on his smooth, straight road. You work hard and deserve all you've got coming. Enjoy the blessing. Revel in the goodness. Amen.
Now, the word fear means in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, that word, it doesn't mean that you're scared. Involved here of emotions, so I don't know that, but it's profound reverence. See, when you fear God, it's profound reverence.
Yeah.
It's the kind of reverence that you give God as of what he can do, what he for doing. And
You're losing your pastor. You're going in and out, pastor.
But they're missing the point. The point is, you don't have to be scared of God. God don't want you to be scared of him. It's respect.
Yeah.
It's respect. See, it's more about respect than it is about no respect. Like the Bible says, like a father patient, pity his children. So the Lord pitied them that feareth him. I better say that again. Like as a father pity his children, so the Lord pity them that fear him. See, that's over there in Psalms 103:13. Now, when a father pity his children, it's like it's a concern that I hurt for you. I feel something special for you. I wish you would walk in my statutes. It ain't no to be afraid. No, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about like Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but a fool despises it.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 2:5 says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. When you began to fear God in terms of respect, the matter of fact, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of a holy one's understanding. So fear doesn't mean for you to be scared. It means for you to be blessed, man. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and walk in his statutes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be blessed? Learn to reverence God. Learn to respect God. People got more respect for a building than they have for God.
Yeah,
and you think God is pleased? I'm here to tell you, God ain't pleased. You care more about fearing a building and people than you do God. God ain't pleased. Like he said, like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. He have mercy on them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what real wisdom is? Learn to fear God. Learn to respect him in every possible way. Not man's fear. See, that's another thing you got to get away from. Get away from how man have taught us to fear. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. See, when you learn to fear God, it's going to be an added thing. You're going to get more life. Woo! Don't tell nobody I told you that, because they going to wonder, how you going to get more life? Because you fear the Lord. That's what the scripture said. I ain't say this now. I believe it. I believe that if you fear the Lord, you're going to add length to your life.
Mm-hmm.
But the people
Amen.
That don't fear the Lord, the years of the wicked are cut short. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
die young because they don't fear God, have no reverence to God. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Turn a person from the snares of death. You start fearing the Lord, life gonna get longer.
All right.
Yes, y'all didn't hear that. I said you
mm-hmm.
start fearing the Lord, reverence God, your life gonna get longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says better is a little with the fear of the Lord than a great wealth with turmoil. See, a lot of people, they got wealth, and they're being tormented. But let me tell you what's great. Just having a little fear for God. Not the kind that man wants you to have, but the kind that God say to have. That's when you know you're going to be blessed. You are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You're made holy. You become godly.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting eternally ready because you fear God. And I'm going to tell you, this fear I'm talking about didn't come with worry. You don't worry about it because you know about it. See, some people, the only fear they have is worry, anxiety, and that kind of thing. But this fear doesn't offer that. Matter of fact, it does just the opposite. There is no stress. There is no nervousness. There is no concern, uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
because you've gained the wisdom and the knowledge to know that God is able to do beyond what you can even ask or think, because you're blessed, and that's
Thank
how that
you.
Works. That's exactly how that works. See, it's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I hope somebody hearing this today. You want wisdom? Start reverencing God. Y'all having a fear for God. A lot of people, they got more fear for thunder and lightning. Woo! Oh, God. They scared of that, but they don't know the God that made that can shut it down. Satan
mm-hmm.
didn't come to do nothing but steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We need to fear. And you know what the Bible says? Don't fear the person who can kill the soul. But if you're going to fear him who can kill both spirit, soul, and body. That's who we need to fear.
All right.
If you're going to fear the Lord. Fear who can destroy it all, not just part of it. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and the one who rests contained, untouched by trouble. See, when you fear God, you ain't worried. You know the moment you step out, there's a way have already been made for you. You're not worried. You're not worried where the food going to come from because you have a reverence to God that he got you.
Yes, amen.
The enemy don't want you to know this. I'm going to tell y'all this right now because this is revelation knowledge. Because all my life I've been told, man, God is going to do this and he going to do that. He'll kill you, and he can let this happen to you. He can let that happen to you. Brothers and sisters, people talk like that. They don't know God.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
The Bible says the fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. God is the kind of father that is kept safe, bless God.
Thank you, Lord.
He will keep you safe. Trust and believe. Just
Can you imagine your father throwing you to the wolves? Can you imagine God letting stuff happen to you, how people try to suggest? That's not God. They don't fear God. People talk like that. They don't fear God. The Bible said the fear of man will prove to be a snare, but not God. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Proverbs 29:25. Pastor, find that in the Messenger Bible. That's Proverbs 29:25.
From the Message Bible 29:25. The fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. Amen. Let me read that again. The fear of human opinions disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. Amen.
Yeah. See, the fear of the Lord, the Bible says, is pure. Endure forever. It's discreet.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is firm. It's the kind of fear that you reverence. It's the kind of fear that you don't get scared. You are blessed. It's the kind of fear that if that causes praise. Remember Psalms? Remember Psalms 22 and 23? It says, "You who fear the Lord, praise him, all ye descent of Jacob. Honor him and reverence him, all you descent of Israel." See? The Lord become your light, your salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, when you have this real strong love for the Lord, you don't fear. You thank him. You bless him. You bless his name. So let the blessing do it for you.
Amen.
We're going to open the broadcast up. Anyone have anything they want to share, comment on at this time? I want you to press one of, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being there.
You're welcome, Pastor. I was looking at Proverbs 22 and 23. Let me read that from the King James verse. It's from the Message Bible. Trying to say what you were saying. So, Proverbs 22 and 23. In the King James, "For the Lord will plead their causes and spoil the soul of those that spoil them." But then from the Message Bible says, "Because God will come to their defense, the life you took, he'll take from you and give back to them." Amen. So it said, don't walk on the poor just because they're poor. So that gives us the wisdom and that fear to trust in the Lord, because he's there for us.
Yeah.
That's two head ring.
Amen. I want you to know you don't have to fear God, baby. Not in the way people teach us, but you want to fear God as in honor.
Yeah. Honor, respect.
As in respect.
Yeah.
And know that he will do it.
Amen.
You know, it's sort of like you're alert. I want to make sure I use this in the right way. You're alert. You're open. You acknowledge that God is there. That's the beginning of wisdom, man. That's where it starts at.
Yeah,
and that you'll respect his word, that everything he said is true. There's no question. See, a lot of times there's people who question the word of God. They want to question everything. But when you fear God, man, you ain't finna say anything stupid, crazy, anything outside of the word of God. You ain't finna do it.
Amen.
Don't keep it within that context. And you're going to let the word of God take the place of fear. The word of God will take the place of fear.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you respect it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, fear of the Lord is interchangeable with the word.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, y'all stay blessed. And no one else, stay blessed. And we'll see you all on Sunday for the review.